in the end, I got there, and I have my little baby girl as proof that we can all get there with time and a little diligence.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Dr. Rita Roy, CEO at the National Spine Health Foundation, and I'm your host for the Get Back to It podcast, where we tell real stories of healing and recovery. What does it mean to get back to it? It means overcoming injury through treatments that work in order to return to the people and activities you love, whatever that looks like for you. It means getting back to your life. We're here to share the success stories of those who did just that. And some of these stories you are not going to believe. At the Get Back to It podcast, our goal is to tell stories of spinal champions who have been able to achieve a better quality of life through spinal healthcare. Today's story is a heavy one to tell, but also an ultimate tale of hope. Spinal champion Jane went on a journey to seek both emotional and physical healing after a tragic event and external stress that led to anxiety and depression, as well as pain in her neck and upper back. She found hope in more ways than one. Now that you know what to expect, let's get back to it and dive right into Jane's story. Jane was experiencing neck and upper back pain during one of the heaviest and most stressful times of her life. She was dealing with the emotional pain of having lost a child late in pregnancy. Her job was a lot more stressful than typical. The combination of intense physical and emotional stress led her to experience what felt like a cycle of pain.
I was suffering from anxiety and depression from having lost a baby at 32 weeks. Needless to say, the postpartum period involved both physical and emotional elements. This, with the combination of my work stress, made it feel like my entire body was breaking down, and I was always so tense. The neck and back pain were very distracting as I was trying to get back on my feet, get back to my normal life routine.
In addition to the neck and upper back pain, Jane was experiencing numbness and tingling, a pins and needles sensation, in all four extremities and in varying degrees. She was wise, and after 2 weeks of experiencing neck and upper back pain, sought medical attention. At first, she thought the pain may have been from a pinched nerve and could be treated with massage. While massage was helpful, the relief was temporary. The pain and sensation of pins and needles would return. When Jane had experienced the pain for longer than a week, she began to worry.
So I tried massage and a few sessions of chiropractic treatment. Ultimately, I didn't find chiropractic treatment to be the silver bullet. And while I know it helps many people, it just wasn't for me. I was concerned that I had something more serious going on because I hadn't experienced these symptoms before or for that long. I also didn't think I sustained any obvious injuries to my neck or back and was unsure of why I was having these symptoms to begin with.
Initially, Jane had a visit to a practice where she was told from x-ray readings that she was, quote, structurally fine. She wasn't prescribed physical therapy and was told to take ibuprofen if her pain was bad. Jane was not satisfied with this care and decided to seek medical attention elsewhere. Her new doctor ordered tests so he could diagnose her more accurately. He took the time to listen to her symptoms and saw how they were impacting her life. When Jane's doctor recommended that she pursue non-surgical physical therapy treatment, she felt hopeful.
My first meeting with my physical therapist involved sitting down and going over my course of treatment. He listened very intently to me as I went over my medical history and sort of everything that I had been going through up till that time. He was incredibly sympathetic. It was important to me that I found a medical provider who could understand my needs. I already felt more confident that there was a solution there and that this pain wasn't permanent. I could get back on my path to healing both physically and emotionally.
Steady, consistent physical therapy sessions were working for Jane. Several sessions of going in 2 to 3 times a week made all the difference.
As someone in her late 30s, I felt like this was way too early for me to be having these symptoms or problems with my neck and back. I just didn't expect to be experiencing this at this time. Understanding what was causing it and having a treatment plan to alleviate those symptoms allowed me to go about my life, which was really the goal for me. I didn't want neck or back pain to stop me in my tracks anymore. I had to believe that things could get better from here, because I have so much more life ahead, and I refuse to believe otherwise.
Well, we can say with confidence that neck and back pain did not stop Jane in her tracks. She continued to work with her physical therapist for the next year and a half and was able to overcome the initial issue of her radiating symptoms and pain. But her story of healing and recovery doesn't stop there. Her physical therapist was then able to help her through her next challenge, a second pregnancy.
My physical therapist helped me tremendously throughout my second pregnancy, all 9 months of it. And even prior to that, I went through IVF. And he was right there alongside helping me through that as well when I was experiencing neck and back related symptoms. I experienced other pregnancy related symptoms such as low back pain, which we were able to work through, especially as I got much bigger in my third trimester. Keeping myself pain-free and comfortable during the pregnancy was the goal. And I'm really excited to report that we met the goal indeed. I have a sweet 3-month-old baby girl, and honestly, I'm dying to get back on the PT table because I'm constantly nursing and carrying a baby, so I can't wait to go back. I cannot recommend enough to get a physical therapist that understands your unique physical condition and figure out a plan that will help you maintain a relatively pain-free life. I'm so glad that I did.
Wow, Jane, wow. Congratulations. This was quite an emotional story to hear, Jane, and I am so appreciative of you being willing to share your heartfelt story of hope. This was a brave story to tell, and I know there are so many women out there who are going to relate to and are going to benefit from hearing your story. My congratulations on the birth of your beautiful, healthy little girl.
Thank you.
Awesome. Getting a little teary as I'm thinking about your story. Something that really stands out to me from your story, Jane, is the way your physical therapist seemed to really walk alongside you through multiple seasons of your journey, really. And you know, can you talk with us a little bit about the value of a physical therapist or a physician who is willing to do that? And tell us a little bit about the impact that it had on you personally.
Sure. So I'm so glad that I found my PT. The thing I learned about PT is that for me, with my issues, maintenance is key. Sure, I felt the radiating pain and numbness go away after several sessions in the beginning, but I wanted to make sure I was pain-free in the long term, given the journey ahead with my family planning. Having a physician and a PT who truly understands you, and you know, by this, I'm not only just talking about my medical history, but also my needs and sort of being able to meet me where I am in the healing process and guide me forward, it's incredibly beneficial. My PT understood how important it was for me to be able to move without pain on a day-to-day basis, especially given my IVF and pregnancy journey.
Right.
I'm also someone who likes to understand the medical side of things, and it was important for me to have all my questions answered by whoever was providing me treatment. This means someone has to care and listen. Having a PT who listened to my questions, my needs, and providing treatment with care was absolutely invaluable. And these PT sessions also served to manage my anxiety as sort of a secondary impact. So having trust in your medical provider and feeling confident after seeing results certainly helped curb my anxiety. It's a great start to breaking the cycle of pain.
Yeah, that's awesome. It sounds like you had an experience with a physical therapist and a physical therapy practice that nurtured your desire to ask questions. And sometimes we feel like people are in a hurry, people don't have the time to listen. Oftentimes when we're in treatment, we find that a physical therapist might be in a hurry, or you feel like you're wasting their time by asking too many questions. And I think you were really lucky to be in a relationship with a physical therapist practice that encouraged that and that took the time for you to ask questions and then to answer them. And I think you bring up a really good point, Jane, that you need to have providers around you who are also listeners. And that's a really important skill, I think, not only to understand exactly where you need help, but also sometimes listening does just help with that secondary emotional aspect that you talk about. And I think that's a great message to send to our listeners. Find a physical therapist who will take the time to listen and who will be open to whatever questions you might have without feeling rushed that your 45-minute session is about to end. You know, I think that's sounds like that was a really important aspect of your therapist walking alongside with you. Jane, one of the things that I'm thinking as I'm talking here with you today is that you were really lucky to avoid interventions with, you know, surgical interventions or injections or treatments like that. And I say lucky because you were pregnant, and sometimes, you know, those kinds of interventions can be especially challenging during pregnancy and during IVF, you know, the journey to becoming pregnant and then being pregnant. For many, many patients, surgery and other non-operative treatments work. I can speak firsthandedly. I had a spinal fusion 3 years ago, and it was a life-changing experience for me. And here I am as a spinal champion working with other spinal champions, and it's been fantastic. But you were able to overcome your pain just with physical therapy. Did you have any thoughts that you might need further medical treatment or intervention? What was that picture like for you?
Well, given that at the time I was experiencing my symptoms initially, I hadn't gone down the path of IVF or my second pregnancy yet. And so I remember when I first met with the spinal physician, I said, I'm pretty sure that surgery is not going to be an option for me, given that this is where I'm headed. And so I sort of said, you know, so I hope there's hope here that this is not a big deal. And like I had mentioned, I didn't have a recent accident where I've hurt my neck or back. I was really perplexed as to where these symptoms were coming from. And part of it was, you know, I really think that it came about when my entire body was stressed out after I was trying to get my life back together after losing my first baby. But, you know, my head was going in all sorts of directions. I thought, you know, is this pain coming from the minor car accident I was in when I was in college and I was, you know, 20 years old? Or, you know, was this just a postpartum symptom? I just wasn't sure. I did know deep down that I was not planning on embarking down any road to surgery. I said, whatever this is, it just can't be that bad. It's got to be super magnified right now because of everything else that's going on. So I need somebody to explain to me sort of what's happening in my body and give me a path forward.
Yeah. What's really incredible there is, Jane, that you had that insight into your life and your body and your physical ailments and trying to make a connection between stress and the physical impact that that can have on you. And, you know, one of the questions that I wanted to ask you today was really delving into the relationship between the physical pain that you experienced at such a young age and the connection to anxiety and depression, which are symptoms of severe emotional pain. And those things are not often discussed, but you know, one of the things we talk about at the Spine Health Foundation is that people who have chronic low back pain are 4 times more likely to carry a diagnosis of major clinical depression. And there hasn't been a lot of studies recently on looking at the data connecting emotional stress to physical pain related to neck and back pain. But we know that it's real. And we know for you to feel that the manifestation of the stress to your body, both physical stress of the pregnancy and the emotional stress of the loss of that pregnancy, manifested in pain. What was it like to simultaneously be going down the path of physical and emotional healing? And how would you describe that to someone who's never experienced this kind of pain before? And we've talked about that a little bit. Jane, you're so good with words and describing your experience and your emotions and your thoughts. I'd love to hear a little more about that.
Sure. Thank you, Rita. Gosh, I am not going to lie. It is a very dark place to be when you're emotionally broken, but you also feel like your body is betraying you. And I certainly know many people who can relate to this. It's sort of like the chicken or egg conundrum. I wasn't sure what set off the cycle of pain, whether it was the physical pain born from the emotional trauma, or whether it began with the result of the physical trauma endured during the childbirth, following the loss and postpartum recovery that sort of fueled my anxiety. To put it simply, everything was hurting. It was certainly hard to separate the two components, and it was certainly very confusing for me.
It's just even more awe-inspiring to hear that, Jane, because you're sharing, you know, this really tough stuff, and then to overcome that. You know, I think that story of overcoming the resiliency, determination to get better, to find answers when you weren't finding answers, is really an incredible story of hope.
Thank you.
I'm really, really awestruck by your story and inspired. I'm sure people listening to us are as well. Jane, what advice would you give to someone who is battling the heaviness of anxiety and depression while also suffering from physical symptoms? And as you were searching for treatments, where did your information, where did you find hope or education? At the National Spine Health Foundation, our desire is to seek to improve spinal health care by providing an educational resource that's unbiased and that is available for everyone on their patient journey through their spinal health care journey. What kinds of resources do you think would be most helpful for people who have stories like yours? And in sharing that, we're taking notes and I'm making sure that that we look at the information that we provide and make sure that what we are doing is truly helpful to patients and accessible to people who don't otherwise know where to turn for help.
Absolutely, Rita, and thank you so much for doing that. I would say that if you're battling with anxiety and depression, you certainly aren't alone by any means. It's important to have the necessary mental health treatment to combat these issues. I can't tell you how critical it was for me to seek mental health treatment after losing my first baby. Working with a mental health professional can provide a solid foundation for the healing process, and that was certainly very true in my case. As for the physical symptoms, it was important for me to find the right type of medical professional to address my neck and back issues. As I mentioned, I knew massages and chiropractic treatments were not enough for me or just wasn't the right fit. Sometimes you have to be willing to try different things in order to know for sure what works for you. I knew I had to invest my time and be diligent about my treatment if I wanted to go about my life without distractions due to neck and back pain. Finding the right medical provider who truly cares to understand your condition and help you plan a path forward is a great start. And I understand that it's not always easy to come across the right person at the right time. So you have to be patient with yourself and do the necessary research. Read reviews, read scholarly articles. I mean, you have to dive in sometimes into the bowels of Google, but not too far because you don't want to scare yourself. But you know, you have to self-educate.
Right.
And don't be afraid to just pick up the phone and call a practice and try to talk to somebody about what the practice is like, or maybe see if they can put you in touch with somebody who is willing to speak about their experience.
Those are great, great tips. I think a lot of times people don't realize that, you know, something as simple as picking up the phone and talking to different practices and just getting a feel for what you're dealing with is a great way to gather information and inform yourself, and finding resources like what we have at spinehealth.org, where there's a community of patients who are telling stories like this today to help you feel that you're not alone. And I think that oftentimes when people do experience depression or anxiety, it can be a very isolating feeling. And so smart for you to put together your team. So your mental health care, your physical care, not being satisfied with the first set of answers that you got and pursuing more, you know, questions and answers until you finally, you know, found the right thing that worked for you. I love what you said about being patient with yourself. That's really, really good advice, because we want a silver bullet. We want to swallow a pill and make everything better and go away. It takes exploration, and it just takes time.
It does. But once you're there, once you find that person or that practice that's right for you, you feel more confident when you see results. And then when you feel more confident about the care that you're getting, you're more confident in yourself that you can defeat the cycle of pain. So in other words, you know, you had mentioned the word hope. You can finally feel hopeful again once you start feeling confident that all your efforts are working, and that you've put your trust in the right person to help get you there. To be completely honest, hope was actually, it was hard to come by after a devastating loss and getting to that point of being hopeful. I don't want to make it seem like that was quite an easy journey. It was not. But once I started to get the right types of treatment, sort of from, you know, the holistic point of view, my mental health treatment, physical treatment, which at the time it involved spinal care, MPT, but also, you know, on the OB side as well and women's health side. So there was just a lot of different layers to my care.
Right.
You know, as soon as I was able to find what worked for me, I saw myself healing both emotionally and physically. And it was a very gradual and natural process. But in the end, I got there, and I have my little baby girl as proof that we can all get there with time and a little diligence. And this is where I feel power from my story is, you know, before this podcast, I have had to be there for, you know, one friend who literally went through something similar twice in a row. Mm-hmm. And for, you know, another friend who's gone through something similar. And so it's like, I can draw from this, because when you go through something like that, what really helps is someone else who's gone through something similar to be like, I'm here for you. You're going to be okay. Because you feel alone. You feel like, well, everyone else is having healthy babies. It's just me. And the truth is, it's not just me. It's scary. And I'm just like, wow. I mean, I didn't even know about, you know, how many other people there were who suffered like this. And so I was there for other people, which got me more comfortable in talking about everything. And I'm like, you know what? I have no idea why I went through this in life. It was something that, you know, spiritually I had questioned like over and over and over and over again, literally since that moment. Mm-hmm. Like, why did this happen to me? And of course, it's like, I don't know why this happened to me. The best thing I can do is to be a resource for others. And so, I mean, really, that's part, and it's selfishly, it's part of my healing too. It's like, yeah, you know, not just me being a heroine, but like, it really does help me come to terms with things the more I share. So,
yeah, that's amazing. Your generosity of spirit helps others, it helps you too. I mean, it's a win-win for everybody, and sharing your story really is, it's a gift. And I'm so appreciative of your generously spending your afternoon with us today and sharing your story with our universe and being part of our community. And I think that's what you're expressing there, that connectedness to others who have gone through something that you've been through and who can say, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's going to take some work, but you're going to be okay.
Absolutely. Because, you know, especially something like physical therapy, almost everyone I know has seen a PT at some point in their life, mm-hmm. for anything that's minor to something that's major. And you do kind of come across your patients, I'm sure, as you find them. So if you're treating like a Division I college athlete, then you need to know their history and like what they do, what they need to get back to. Mm-hmm. But theirs is generally a more physical, obvious type of thing. But same with the mental health patients, right? Like nobody knows when I walk around what I've been through. It's not, I'm not in crutches. I'm not in a wheelchair. It's like an invisible injury. Just like a lot of people who have neck and back pain. It's, For a lot of people, it's invisible. You have no idea. Like my boss, for instance, he walks around with a little bit of a limp. But if he's standing and speaking, you have no idea that the entire time that he can't feel his foot and his back hurts. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And he will be getting surgery. He's just kind of putting it off. He's just being a little obstinate about it. I know, right? He's like, first my shoulder thing needs to be fixed and then this, but it's like, if you're stoic and you're not talking about it, no one knows you're in pain. And that's, the case with most people. But with your neck and your back, what I've realized is it's just, and I'm sure you of all people, Rita, like you totally get it. There's nothing you can do that feels normal if you don't have your neck and back in like a functional condition.
I mean, I just wanted to be able to go on walks with my
kids. Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna take a walk.
Yeah, something so simple.
Yeah.
That you think it's so simple. It's like that we take for granted when we're not having that pain.
Such a beautiful story, Jane. I'm so honored that you're willing to share your story with us today. And I think one of the things you've said is that, the physical therapy, it's not a one and done thing. It's an ongoing thing, being patient with your body and understanding that you've got to continue to care for yourself and learn these techniques from your physical therapist and continue to seek physical therapy when you have flare-ups, because we're humans and that's sort of the nature of being alive, is that these things do flare up from time to time. But you have hope because you know how to treat it and you know how to deal with it and you know how to cope with it.
Absolutely. All those things are very true.
So again, Jane, thank you so much for joining us today and being willing to share your hopeful story of healing and recovery and your beautiful baby. I keep thinking I'm going to hear a little baby crying. good sound effect for the podcast. Because of you, I feel others are going to be encouraged in their personal healing, both physically and emotionally. We wish you and your family all the very best.
Thank you so much, Rita. I appreciate being given the opportunity to encourage others to find their path towards a pain-free life. Thank you for hearing me out and for speaking to me today on this fine afternoon.
Wonderful. At the National Spine Health Foundation, something we believe in most is providing hope for recovery through sharing stories of success and expertise. It isn't always easy to find someone to relate to, even though 100 million adults suffer from neck or low back pain every year. To hear more stories of recovery and access educational materials about spine health, visit us at spinehealth.org. If you're interested in supporting our show financially, you can contribute at the link provided. Thank you for listening.
The information and views expressed in the Get Back to It podcast are intended for informational purposes and should not be used as a substitute for professional medical advice or to replace the services of trained healthcare providers. To view the National Spine Health Foundation's full disclaimer, visit spinehealth.org.